Transracial Rachel Dolezal fired by Arizona School District for OnlyFans page. By Olivia Rondo on February 14, 2024. Rachel Dolezal, the disgraced former NAACP chapter leader who misrepresented herself as black for years, has been fired by an Arizona school district after officials learned of her OnlyFans page on Tuesday. Dolezal, who now goes by the name Nkechi Diallo, nearly became homeless after finding herself in financial ruin after she was forced to resign as chair of the Spokane, Washington branch of the NAACP when she was exposed as a white woman pretending to be black. The notorious race hustler launched an OnlyFans account in 2021, selling risque content including feet pictures and lingerie photo shoots, Breitbart News previously reported. Diallo had been employed with the Catalina Foothills Unified School District as an after-school instructor since August 2023 when officials learned of her racy social media content, reported the Arizona Daily Star. "We only learned of Ms. Nkechi Diallo's OnlyFans social media posts yesterday afternoon. Her posts are contrary to our district's use of social media by district employees policy and our staff ethics policy," district spokeswoman Julie Farberick told the outlet Wednesday. She is no longer employed by the Catalina Foothills School District. Farberick confirmed that Diallo was a part-time extended day instructor for kindergarten through fifth grade students in the district's community schools program, where she made $19 an hour in a contract set to run through May 2024. "She was also a substitute with Educational Services Incorporated, our contracted substitute provider," the representative added. The school district did not reveal if they had known about Diallo's previous identity or history as Rachel Dolezal prior to hiring her. In March 2023, the hoaxer joined Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs, D., for the signing of an executive order that prohibits race-based hair discrimination, Breitbart News reported at the time. In 2019, Diallo agreed to pay nearly $9,000 in restitution and complete 120 hours of community service to avoid going to trial on two felony charges of welfare fraud, the Spokane Spokesman Review reported. She was accused of scamming Washington's food and child care assistance services while failing to report her income, investigators alleged.